Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast.
If you like a lot of wrestling on YouTube, join our cult. Hello and welcome to the fabulous Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast. Joined as always by Ross on Wrestling.
Hello, Matthew Gregg.
And Jack on Monster Energy.
Hello, Matthew Gregg.
We're not endorsed or sponsored by Monster Energy, but there's a lot of men in this.
If they want to.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been trying for years to try and get sponsored by somebody or something. Me. Failed. Every attempt has failed.
Yeah, because you're quite good at your subtle plugs. Like, there was a coffee one when ages ago in the Hall of Fame.
That was Sam, wasn't it? Lavazza, whatever it's called.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
Aye.
But have any of them actually got back to you?
No.
Bugger.
It's wrestling, though, isn't it? That's the thing. I hate to say on the wrestling podcast, but for outside muggles who don't watch the wrestling, I think that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Tossers who don't watch the wrestling. When they see wrestling, it's like, oh, sad nerds, spotted men, basements, etc. That stereotype exists.
It's hard to argue with that. Anyway.
Speaking of spotty men, I've got a quick plug to do, but I'll forget at the end, so I'll do it now. Do you like fantasy novels? We all do. Paul Brailsford, a very nice man, has got in contact and asked me to plug his fantasy novel, The Rebellion of Umbron, available on Amazon. So just check that out. You can get it on Kindle and that. Paul Brailsford, The Rebellion of Umbron.
Speaking of spotty men, that was the segue.
Spotty Paul.
He's a very handsome
the rebellion
man.
Of spotty Umbron.
No, he's a very well put together bloke. But fantasy literature, you know what I mean? It's similar stigma to wrestling. So that's what I thought. But I do realise now I've just made it sound like he's really spotty and he's not at all. No, he's got strong scouse skin.
That'll help. So.
Toughened by the Mersey. Go on, sorry.
So the three nerdy, cool Monster Energy drinking lads. We'll now talk about wrestling. Why aren't we sponsored? God knows. John Cena will return to WWE on the February 28th SmackDown.
Yes, he will.
To plug his films coming up, I imagine.
Oh, bollocks, is that why?
Yep.
Oh, his finisher. Yes.
Can't wait,
that entire bit was everything he did the last time he wrestled in the Australian Super Showdown match.
I mean, I'm excited to see him. It's been a long time.
To see him.
Was it? Like, it was last June or something, wasn't it? Sorry to just walk all over the joke there.
No,
I recognise the joke.
Walk all over, please.
Yeah, I can't remember when
I think it was last June or something. He was last on the television.
Was he on Raw?
Maybe. I don't know.
The Usos bit.
What happened, Matthew?
When he came out and roasted them. And something on the lines of, I don't know, drinking and driving. And then that week, they got busted again.
Oh, yes.
So they're like, John Cena was on Raw, and he didn't say anything. On this YouTube video. Wow, that was weird.
I'd be excited to see him back. It's John. Mm. And maybe he'll do something at WrestleMania.
Yeah, he'll walk in and actually have the money in a bag. Hi, lads.
I hope he's dressed like he was in that picture. He's saying with his Velcro shoes and his white socks and his little denim shorts and his white polo. It's a strong look.
Hmm. When you look like that, yes.
Yeah.
Rumours of this year's Hall of Fame class. Gordon Russell votes, Joshua and Thunder Liger, and the Bella Twins are said to go in for similar reasons, I imagine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Liger getting...
Well, this is
included.
These are rumours, but I'd like for it to be true, for Liger especially.
Well, every year they have a Japanese legend go in.
Fujinami's been in, Inoki's been in,
Good old Fudge, which was me.
Fudge, yeah. Fudge the Dragon.
I've seen that film. Yeah, so that makes sense. Bella Twins, again, the token females.
No, the Bella Twins were revolutionary.
No, but sorry, what I mean is every year in the Hall of Fame they have
right.
the Japanese legend, the old women. Dude, Attitude Man, women.
One woman, yeah, usually. Now they've got up to two. Bloody hell.
They're both pregnant at the same time?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if this year they did Nikki Bella Because you're going to be there, like. And then, guess what? Next year, Brie Bella. She's like, oh, wow.
Nikki deserves it more than Brie, though.
Oh, I mean, yes, but
oh. Her 2015 run with a Divas title. Good stuff, that. Good stuff. Mm. It's not her fault WWE like to put her on too high of a pedestal. Yeah. What she meant to say when Vince McMahon says, why don't you hand the title over to Ronda Rousey? She meant to go, no. It's not her fault, is it? That was the thing that happened, wasn't it?
No, she did. She challenged her for the belt.
No, when Ronda won it at SummerSlam, didn't they do a big old...
Oh, yes.
Hand it over thing, like the Bella Twins were women's wrestling.
Right, right.
Passing the torch to Ronda.
Was that the Raw after, maybe? Or was
I've
that that
no
night?
Idea. I
can't
but
remember.
I
remember it, yeah.
You're good memory, you.
I don't like it. Remember that a lot. It's all fuzzy. Drugs.
Which also sponsored this podcast. On his Instagram, The Miz claims that if he doesn't main event next year's WrestleMania in LA, he'll quit.
I saw an interesting hypothesize online about this.
Do tell.
Because I just saw the Instagram post online. I thought, wait, you're a numpty, you aren't you, Miz? You're going. But then someone was like, is this a subtle jab at CM Punk after the Dick Blood Money thing?
Oh, maybe.
Dick Blood Money.
That thing he said. What was it?
Suck some Dick Blood Money.
Oh, is that what he said?
No, he said go and suck a, yeah. Do you remember that? When Punk retorted to The Miz for no reason.
That's right. The idea of the tag team we called Dick Blood Money. I got derailed. Yeah, so that's good.
Aye. It's the next year's WrestleMania main event. You can take this now. We'll be CM Punk versus The Miz.
Or Miz versus Undertaker in the penultimate match.
It's been a while since 31 has WrestleMania been on the west side, the west coast? So it's
well,
nice
you know about your rap.
Aye, I do, yeah.
Because you've got, you know, the hat on.
Why,
aye. See?
So... that's an interesting one because they've seemed to be doing it. They always go to Florida and stuff like that. They always go to the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area. Back out west. It's going to be wild.
That means it's going to be light.
Yeah,
not,
it will,
not,
won't it?
Not on board with that, me. Not on board. It. Don't like it when it's light.
I like it when it starts.
It's all right.
Light.
It'll end about 1 a.m. So I should deal with it. Wells Fargo Center.
Oh, no, it's going to be West Coast time as well. And that's even later.
Oh, no.
Oh, bloody hell. Oh.
Wells Fargo Center Twitter, March 8th at Wells Fargo Center. Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Daniel Bryan, Nakamura, Corbin, and Roode will compete in an Elimination Chamber match with the winner earning a chance to face the Universal Champion at WrestleMania. I'm sorry I started reading that weird. I thought I was reading a plug. Got very confused. Oh, so that they're the people in the Elimination Chamber match.
That's how it's been advertised. Can you go through them again? Sorry, I wasn't reading.
Yeah, sorry, I'll read this like a normal person. Roman Reigns, the big dog. Braun Strowman, the big hog. Daniel Bryan, vegan hog.
He's got the biggest hog, hasn't he? Daniel Bryan.
This is like never mind the Buzzcocks this. When they go down the lineup. Oh, I've smacked the mic.
Nakamura.
The bit.
Can't think of anything there.
The surfboarding hog.
Yeah, he likes
yeah, all right, that, good,
likes
thank you for saving us. King Corbin, the big knob. And Robert Roode, ain't winning hog. So, Elimination Chamber match. Okay.
I think Reigns will win that.
I mean, it's
true.
It's just pointless even naming the names, isn't it? It's Roman Reigns going to win, isn't he?
You think?
Of course he is.
Then he'll save us all from the Fiend at WrestleMania.
No.
No?
I've got a horrible feeling Big Bill's going to do it, me.
Yeah.
Bill can't beat the Fiend.
I know he can't, but he's going to.
Oh, do you think Bill will beat the Fiend immediately? Because Bill can't have long matches, really.
Bill can't have long matches, can he? The way I would love just to see just Bray eat a spear and a jackhammer, then win. That's how it should happen. But yeah. God knows anymore. God, I just don't know anymore.
Maybe he'll run away. Maybe he'll teleport away with the belt.
Ah, under the ring.
Yeah.
Never to be found again.
Rip out Goldberg's hair. As Matt
off
know.
His face.
Oh, that's it. Tries to do it. It has no effect.
Yeah. Bill's just like, nah, mate. Yeah.
And Bill goes, that's right. I'm bald. Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
The other bit of news this week, Teddy Hart arrested. God, yeah. I know, you might. We all sat down, right? Teddy Hart arrested.
Is that news?
We could read this every week, I think. He's been arrested.
Why, Matthew?
With intent to distribute.
What?
Drugs.
Oh.
No, Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Of course it's drugs. So that'll be interesting to see. Happens next, and they took a very flattering photo. Some speculate it was taking a Nokia 3310. It's like, not only have you been arrested, but there's a really crap mugshot. Adam Bomb can relate, who somehow escaped last week's news.
Aye.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was he? Was
Adam Bomb, ED.
Bombed.
Wait.
Put it in a little bit of baggy paper.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant like
He just exploded.
Yeah, I thought you meant something far worse. I was like, oh my God.
We're damaging the youth of today with these chatters on the podcast this week.
Right.
Don't
people,
do drugs.
People come to the podcast to try
that's
and
escape. That's not how you... We're being sponsored by them, remember, boss. People give us money now.
Come to the podcast to escape from, like, the bad news in today's society and everything, and we start going, aye, this person's been arrested, distributing drugs and that.
To be fair, we did all survive Storm Sierra, so there's some good news.
Yes.
Yeah, on the Dennis podcast. The Menace is coming
now.
Out.
We've got Dennis this
Storm
weekend.
Den.
Yeah. Apparently there's going to be snow and all sorts brought
to
you
two
by...
two different ones.
Aye. Sierra was last week.
Yeah.
And Dennis is this week.
I saw Dennis the Menace trending on Twitter. I was like, oh, brilliant. He's coming back. The
oh
Beano,
my,
get
oh
him.
God, what's he done?
Who was your... Did you like, read the Beano?
Well, he had a TV show on the BBC a few
love
decades
that,
ago.
Love
so,
that.
Along with other people at that same time, it could have been bad news for see Dennis the Menace trending.
I love Piefish.
Yeah,
hello, Piefish.
It's one of his main... There's two, there's Curly and Piefish, yeah. Dennis, I remember one episode that I had on VHS where they go to like some seaside bed and breakfast thing, and right. Then they've got to escape from this hellish woman who runs the bed and breakfast, and she clings to their car on the way home. And I don't know,
like a Terminator.
I feel like I've made this up, yeah.
But that sounds about right.
Yeah. That was a great. Yeah.
And also, because of that, one of the voice actors on the show, can't remember if it's Dennis, I'm not an expert, was picked to do the voice in Ape Escape.
Oh, really?
The PAL launch.
Wow.
So.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it, I think. Uh-huh. Where are they now?
Dennis
probably
wasn't
watching this show.
Dennis wasn't really my boy in the Beano. I liked Roger the Dodger. He was a good lad. He needed more of a push.
I like Jonah.
Jonah?
Was Jonah Beano or Dandy? Always be the weird-looking guy. He'd always end up on a ship or something like,
oh
no!
Yeah.
Beautiful illustrated art of him crashing, killing loads of people. It's
remember
awesome.
The specials where they'd have a big football match? I remember Beano versus the Bash Street Kids, and it was mint.
I remember that.
And the Bash Street Kids won because the cat, the janitor, Winston, I think maybe, or something?
Sounds about right.
Or was Winston the one with the green turtleneck in the Bash Street Kids? Anyway, the cat scored the winning goal.
Who were the Bash Street Kids?
They were stripping the Beano. Yeah, Fatty.
He was a fat one. Very
plug,
sensitive back then.
Plug,
the ugly one.
Plug, yep. And many others as well.
Nah.
Spotty, I think one was just called Spotty. He had a spotty tie and a bald head, even though he was a child.
Herbert.
Yeah.
The pervert.
Well, that's what we called them later on.
There was the twins.
What innocent time.
Sid and the twins, a boy and a girl. Ah, good times.
And the rest of Nexus, basically. Yeah. God, well, that was a weird trip down memory lane. Any other news other than the lovely things we mentioned here? I think that's it.
There's probably some. Roman Reigns wants to face The Rock next year at WrestleMania.
Okay.
The WrestleMania location was announced. There's another bit of news that we already talked about.
Also, other news. Everybody on the roster would like to wrestle The Rock. Hey, well done, Roman.
He was at the Performance Center teaching the bands, he was.
Yeah.
Here's how you do the wrestling, bands.
They were all paying a lot of attention. Well, it's The Rock.
It's The Rock, isn't it?
I hope he was a more kind teacher than Triple H on Tough Enough. That's amazing.
Good snap, kid.
Good snap. You've got a ball hanging out your shorts.
God. What was The Rock's advice? If any other TV show offers you acting work, take it. Doesn't matter what Vince says, just take it.
I can't think what The Rock's advice... If you're 6'5", jacked, and have movie star good looks and amazing charisma, you'll be all right, probably.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he didn't make the most of his talents, because he was meant.
If someone says, do you want to be in the new version of Doom, they politely decline. And also, Game Changer Wrestling is hitting Liverpool in August time.
You're going to go?
Some stuff with TNT. We aye.
Go on then.
And they haven't announced it. They are teasing it. If Nick Gage will actually be there. As the owners of GCW were quite quick to point out, we're not saying that he can't leave America, but he has in the past. So it might be the case where they bring this huge bag from the luggage area. So where do you want this? Zip. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Maybe he'll sneak on the plane. Like, we'll talk about it when we talk about NXT, but yes.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Yeah, there we are. That's a perfect segue to the end of the news.
Everybody get excited for the Cultaholic Hall of Fame.
There you go. Hopefully that'll work. It'll look stupid. Now it's time for everyone's favorite segment, the Hall of Fame. And now with a working microphone. About no expense with those drug money, yeah.
Is that ruling it? Put the Joe Rogan rule.
Oh, and that's the King's Speech rule.
Is it?
Did Joe Rogan do that as well?
I don't know.
It's very start of that, he does that, and he was like,
Joe Rogan's always like, can you move that mic closer to your mouth, man?
Is that Joe Rogan?
What a great audience.
But Joe always looks like he's like this close.
Yeah, because he's blazed, so he's talking really quietly.
So,
so a buddy of mine once, yeah.
Anyway, moving away from drugs for a second. In condescending order from last week, RuPaul's Drag Race,
wow.
24%.
Shocked.
That's a shock and a half, mm-hmm. that. The audacity of... I forgot about this. The audacity of Mark Roaf, was it? Roaf?
Mark Roaf, someone Roaf. Snitch-tagged him and he started tweeting me.
32%.
I just was like, you're right, man. He didn't seem angry.
Did anything happen then? Was that it?
Someone suggested that I'd said he wasn't that good looking. When really I'd said, yeah, he's quite good looking, I think. I can't remember what I said. You're quite good. He's quite good looking, Mark Roaf. Aye.
It'd be great if I was absolutely nothing what you said.
No.
Oh, he's someone. Flips it side by side. He's actually an ugly bastard.
The audacity of Mark Roaf, in brackets, to look that bad. But in first place, oh, that's a nice surprise because I thought it was just pretty pat myself on the back here. Driving theory test questions.
I was 44%. Driving theory test questions won.
Yes, because I sold it.
Okay.
Sold it so well.
Fair enough.
But how funny they are. You see a stop sign. What do you do? A, only stop Monday to Friday. Stuff like that. They're hilarious. So.
If you've forgotten all already.
Yeah, what do you do with a stop sign? Christ. That'll be fun, driving. Thank you very much for voting. I'm sure lots of people went through driving theory test. I didn't get any angry people going, I failed it three times, you get. How dare you make fun of me. So as I won last week, I'll go first this week. It's nowhere near as cool as this one. I have to drink alternate options to milk.
Okay.
Not because I'm a soy boy, but it's because the fact I'm supposed to avoid milk, lactose intolerant and all that. So I'm not doing it because I'd be a hipster, I'm doing it because I want
to drink
tea and coffee.
You would like to stay alive.
Exactly. And keep this up. I've realised that there are different versions of alternate milk you can have and not always good as each other. But I have decided that there is one king of alternative milk, and that is Oatly's oat milk. In brackets, for barristers.
Baristas? Or for barristers?
Barristers are law thing, isn't it?
keeps them alert when on the bar.
I'm sure there's a lot of barristers that love Oatly's oat milk.
Oatly's oat milk.
And this is awkwardly timed to realise that Russ has just been talking about Ken Sponsor and I'm just going to hype on about this. So I'll just say oat milk is mint.
No, Oatly's, we're once sponsored by them. Imagine the Cultaholic podcast in association Oatly's. With Oatly's.
They're all
sat
good.
Here with our carton of Oatly's.
Bad people are called diddlers. Good people are called Oatly's.
Can you, similar, when you said carton there, have you seen these adverts in that for boxed water? It's water in a carton. What's that about?
Down south, they've got bags.
Bags?
Bags of water.
Bags of what?
Bags
it
of water.
It makes it sound like we're deprived of water up here. They've got bags of the stuff down south. And we're drinking coal up here.
I have to wait till it rains and it's all down there like that.
Is that a new train line that's not coming to the northeast, is it?
I thought the
H2 Malarkey.
It's going to Manchester.
Oh. What, this, like, turn it left?
You just turn left when they get to, like, the Midlands and goes to Manchester instead.
They've got enough stuff.
No.
Let the traffic go that way. Let's keep Newcastle as quiet as it is. It's okay. A nice level.
Yeah, we like.
I know.
People not coming up Newcastle.
I like the fact it doesn't feel like a proper city, does it? It's a city, but it's not like London or one of the big ones. And all the trouble's down there, and we're fine up here.
Fair enough.
Right, nothing bad ever happens.
Never ever, Raoul right. Moat, etc.
He's got to mention again. Yeah.
Big shout out to the Raoul Moat fan base. So,
no.
Do you remember when someone tweeted Hulk Hogan?
The best.
Oh, dear me.
This is why no one wants to come to the Northeast. What is your pick for this week's Hall of Fame, Jack?
The summertime. Because I'm sick. We mentioned the storms earlier, and I'm just sick of the crap weather. I want it to be sunny again. And some people disagree. I know Sam's a winter person. I'm not at all. I enjoy the summertime. I enjoy not really any breeze, maybe a light one. Sun. I don't mind if it's boiling hot. Remember the summer of 2018? It was only 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yes, we do remember that.
And you know, I just, it really does. It really does get you down when it hasn't been sunny for quite a while. And then when it is a clear day, it's freezing. So yeah. I want the summertime back. I don't know where I'm going with this. I just, summertime is my... I think I was inspired by Ross going for RuPaul's Drag Race, so I went even broader. And just remember something that everyone understands.
I do like your... Sometimes in the weeks when you've clearly prepared for these, your Hall of Fame picks sound like when they ask the Miss Universe, what do you want to see? Then it's like, like music. What bands? No, all music. The concept. The colour red. Like, it's just a ridiculous thing. The summertime.
I do like the summertime. I need to remember the name of the bloke. There's a bloke who does like funny loop pedal DJ stuff online, and he's got a song called Summertime Brackets Get in the Pool. It's really
Will
funny.
Smith.
It's not Will Smith. Oh, what's he called? He looks like Anthony Fantano, but it's not him. Oh, I'm never going to remember his name. Anyway, find that video. Search for Summertime Brackets Get in the Pool. Get up in the pool. Get those clothes off. Get in the pool. It's really funny.
Well, it's nice that gives you that because people might be jumping in with their clothes.
Well, then there's a breakdown and he gets really annoyed because no one's getting in the pool. He's like, get in the pool. It's really, and then he goes, there's like a silence. Then he goes, ooh, summertime. It all kicks back in. It's very good. Mine's so, the summertime.
This is a horrible segue, but I didn't realize this until I think the Ogdens tweeted about it. Did you know that the same weekend as WrestleMania X7 was the same weekend as the Barrymore swimming pool?
No.
Thing? What a weekend.
My God.
What sort of correlation do those two things have?
Because there's the Barrymore documentary being on.
I saw it, aye.
Did you watch it?
I watched it.
Was it harrowing?
Yeah, it was a tough watch. I didn't realise there was the bit of... What was the bit of... the thing that... The injuries were not on the body when they put them in the ambulance from the house.
What?
But they were on the body when they got to the hospital.
Whoa.
Something like that. I sort of had it on
so
in the back.
So body got injured in the ambulance?
Yeah, something happened
some
to
speed them. Speedums,
yeah.
That, like.
So I don't know what to think of any of it.
I've got to watch it, man. Sounds like Netflix.
It was good. Like, yeah, I'd fully recommend it. Yeah.
Get in. Is that your Hall of Fame pick?
No, it is not, Matthew.
Damn it. That would have been beautiful. Go on. What is it, Ross?
Might have Jack alluded to it just there, but mine's the Bruiserweights.
Ah, fair enough.
A wrestling thing.
A wrestling thing. Hey, I've been nominating. Last week was a bit of a drift away from the wrestling for me. I've been nominating PAC for weeks and whatnot. Anyway, yeah, just it's what I've been calling for years. More out-of-the-box vignettes and stuff. And when they do it, it works. Most of the time.
We might as well talk about it now then if you nominate it, yeah.
So I haven't seen NXT the full episode, but I've seen two vignettes. I don't know if there's any more. One where they're trying to get a flight. Well, Matt Riddle claims he's got a private jet boot to go to Portland for the takeover this weekend. And they're like, oh, we'll put the trophy in the boot, man.
Yeah, Pete Dunne's like...
Pete Dunne, even though Americans would normally say trunk, would they not?
Yeah.
Pete's like, can you stop saying boot like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather say boot. It's the right word to say, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's because he was trying to say it in a British accent, though, wasn't he?
Oh, was he?
And then the other... Oh, go on.
So they hire the Dusty Classic Trophy into the boot of the plane, and then obviously you know what's going to happen next. Pete gets in there to make sure it's in there. Then Matt pushes him in. They shut the cells in, and it turns out it's Triple H's plane. Out comes the game, walking across the airfield, as we all imagine he does with his theme playing. In the background.
I love the theme playing. It's so good.
And then the flyaway to Portland. And then the second one was, I don't know if I just caught the arse end of it, but they were out in the car for a drive.
That happened before the plane.
Was it?
Because the car got towed away.
Right. Yeah. You tell that one then. I've already seen the second half where they get pulled over.
So they're driving a lot. They were like, how do we get to Portland, man? And, well, that's Matt Riddle, obviously.
Yeah, thank you.
Pete's like, well, I guess we'll have to take this car, won't we? And Riddle's like, road trip. And Pete's like, oh, God. And demonstrating massive Charlie the Unicorn energy. You know, and Charlie just can't be arsed. Remember that? And
they're
driving along. Pete Dunne nearly crashes because he's driving on the wrong side of the road because he's English. And Riddle says, yeah, this isn't how they do things in London, man. And he's like, I'm not even from London.
And then the coppers arrive and Matt Riddle...
Freaks out.
Freaks out because he's probably got all sorts of weed and stuff.
Paul's going to say RVD and Sabu. It's nice.
I've just got this push. I can't be losing it.
So, yeah, that Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne remake Planes, Trains and Automobiles. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But the miserable git from Liverpool /
Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham.
Sorry, I've got TNT in my head. It was really stupid.
Zach Gibson's the miserable git for Liverpool.
Yeah, right. I'm so used to saying miserable git from. Like, whatever. Yeah, perfect. Loved it. And again, the heavy-handedness of like, hey, let's three birds. Look at the camera. Like, it's nice, man.
Yeah.
It reminded me of, I reckon whoever shot it's the same person who shot. Do you remember the EC3 and Velveteen Dreams meeting at the poolside?
Yeah.
That was really good.
Wow, remember when EC3 was on
TV? Bet it's Borash. Bet it's Borash. He's good, isn't he, Borash?
Yeah, he's really good.
Borash gets it.
Aye.
Yep, my favourite man.
I say this because he likes me on Twitter. So. I like you, Borash. So, those are three good picks. I think I suspect who's going to win this week because we all laughed at it. But that's not for me to decide. It's for you to decide. Go online to patreon.com/cultaholic to pick one of the Bruiserweights.
That is correct.
Summertime. Summertime.
The concept of summertime.
No, not just summertime itself.
all of summer.
I love it. I love the summer, mate. What's going on?
Are you all right?
That's kicking in.
Summertime in brackets. I love it, mate.
I just love the summer.
And oat milk.
Not any old oat milk, though.
Oh, Oatly's oat milk.
Oatly's oat milk. Come on in, Oatly's. The
specifically
water's fine.
For Batista's.
Batista's.
The fate of Hall of Fame is in your hands.
Yeah.
That's us this week in the wrestling. It's this bloody...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This week in the wrestling!
This week in wrestling. SmackDown. Oh, God, the only way is up. Miz and Morrison are here with the dirt sheet. Oh, no, this is good. They show a parody trailer of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I thought was very well done. If you saw the trailer for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it's a shame this didn't happen a few months ago. I would have got more traction, but I liked it. Including appearances from Lance Storm.
George? George, you thought that Joe Moe could have been his grandson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lovely that. More for that. More George, anywhere. Here, get George here.
Imagine George on the podcast. One of us is off 1 week and he's just there.
Trying to flog some dodgy Miz merch. That's what he got done for, was it? I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, what would George be like? Right. On the... Imagine if we got George on the podcast.
I forgot about that. Like, he had the T-shirt. No, they were selling shirts with his face on. And he went, what?
Yeah.
I'm got a deal. I'm getting absolutely nothing from this. Was that the...
I can't remember. There was something to do with merchandise.
Yeah, and it was just... On VLC, do screenshot and then put a T-shirt. It was... Oh, anyway, this was a nice little bit here. The New Day and the Usos arrive. Oh, good. Nice variety there on SmackDown. But so do Ziggler and Rude. Miz and Morrison jump by distracted New Day and run away. The Usos then beat Ziggler and Rude in tag team action because, of course, they did. So, yeah, Miz and Morrison just returned. Hot as hell. Doing the bit they did from 10 years ago. Yeah.
Underrated
works.
Line from the Miz as well. He was like... He called himself a chick magnet, and John Morrison's like, you're still going with that, man? And he's like, yeah, I am. It's never been more relevant than it is now, because I've got a wife and two daughters.
Oh.
So the daughters must fancy him?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. That's
oh, no. Oh, no. Moving on.
I don't know if that was, right now, was intentional.
No,
just,
I think it just means he's surrounded by women in his life.
Yeah, though. But not chick magnet, though.
Well, just if you take it literally, it just means that women are near him.
Flock to you.
Look, Miz hasn't had enough time doing his promos with a mouth full of marbles as it is. Try not to.
Miz is a good promo.
He is. It's every now and again you'll completely butcher over.
We kind of sit here taking the piss out of people for the way they talk. Calm with Matthew.
Corbin arrives and complains about losing the Roman. He pours a drink over a fan's head. Disgusting.
Do you think it was a real fan? I don't think it was a real fan.
No.
No.
He looked like an indie wrestler.
Yeah, the fans often do look like indie wrestlers. The KFC fan experience was the best one. Oh, sorry. Right.
The
guy who was on 205 Live the Friday before, 2 days before he was wrestling on 205 Live. Someone had the announcer table at ringside. I think it was TLC just before Christmas.
Was it the shaven headed one?
The bald fella. Fantastic.
I can't believe it.
What's it like, yeah?
Wrestling's real, but KFC is fake. Roman arrives and attacks Corbin. Corbin bails, so Roman challenges was doing
to a steel cage match in Saudi Arabia.
I can't believe they've done another one.
Yeah.
I thought we were done.
Well, it's to tide things over, isn't it, until the next pay-per-view.
Is it going to be WrestleMania as well?
No, Roman and the Fiend / Goldberg, surely.
And Corbin.
Why would Corbin get in there?
Well, how's Corbin gotten anything over the past 2 years?
He's the king. Well, he is now. Yeah.
Vince McMahon fancies him, apparently. He does. The stories.
He's the Vince magnet.
What was it? All the lasses fancy him or something?
I'm so sorry.
Wish I was the Vince magnet. If there's one thing going for you, you want to be a Vince magnet, don't you?
Right. Well, apparently Noam Dar, Vince found him funny, but he's back in ICW now. Yeah. Not only that, he's the champ, isn't he? Fair enough.
Yeah, it's always a good sign when you'd rather go to ICW and be full-time than be WWE on 205 Live. Slater winds up Brian backstage about The Fiend beating him and says it was a mistake to face him. Ooh. Brian challenges Slater to a match and absolutely batters him in ruthless fashion. Good time.
Because The Fiend changes people and Brian's being a bit more heelish. Yeah. Slightly.
Mm. But, you know, Slater had it coming.
Yeah. I thought Slater was a babyface.
It's good to see him back.
Yeah.
I love the look of confusion on his face when Brian challenged him to a match. Like a wrestling match. What the hell's one of them?
I haven't been booked in so long. You have to talk us through it. Carmella, surprisingly, wins a four-way match to become the number one contender to the SmackDown Women's title, beating Alexa Bliss, who's just had a song written about her by Bowling for Soup, who were just in Newcastle on Tuesday. Carmella's been in this name twice.
Oh, no. Alexa Bliss, Naomi, and Dana Brooke. Sorry. Dana Brooke was the other one.
I can't believe you get these blonde, tanned women mixed up. Shame. And also Naomi, who is very hot at the minute.
Yeah, I'm surprised Naomi didn't win.
But then you look and go, oh, it is a canny while until WrestleMania. I think this is just going to be the stutter step.
Okay.
Getting around that whole, are we going to be at Saudi Arabia? Ah, of course not. Thing. Then pick it up steam after that.
Well, I think it'll be Sasha and Bayley, because I think Sasha will turn on her. But where does Naomi fit in? I don't know.
One of those, like, 12 women matches.
I hope not.
Just have Naomi take up. She can't be in a match. Just have her take up Pitbull's half hour.
Just dancing?
Just dancing in a fishbowl LED thing. Yeah, I think it's lovely, mate. Yeah.
She's great.
Just does her entrance and then...
It just goes away.
Does her exit.
I'll take that over Pitbull, ain't he? I don't know if Pitbull's going to be there. I'm guessing he is.
Has Pitbull been there for a while?
I felt like he was there every year.
It feels like he's there every year.
34 was the last time. I remember looking the other way.
He was always ready to go.
He was there one of the years we were there. Was it 33? Was it the Orlando one?
Yeah.
Orlando, and
Lunch Money Lewis or whatever he was called. I don't know the bloke's name. Lunchbox. One of the guys who was like his hype men or like the other rap, like the smaller rappers that were supporting him was called like
puppies.
Lunchbox Lucas or Lunch Money.
I hope that's his name.
I can't quite remember, but it was something along those lines.
He's clearly not a West Coast lad, or you'd know him. Monday Night Raw. Seth Stable. Oh, that's the name of it, actually. argues with Owens and the Viking Raiders to open the show. They'd like how they started this. And goes, oh, that's Viking Raiders looking bad? Hang on. Push. Look all right to me. They brawl.
Didn't he chop one of them as well?
he was quite harsh.
Ooh.
Like that,
I've clipped you. Sorry.
Samoa Joe comes back.
We're not as manly as wrestlers. sorry. I love the summer.
Oh, God, you're all right.
Can't wait for June.
Samoa Joe comes back to put the coquina clutch on Rollins and to end the speculation that it was merely a failed drug test.
Yeah.
A Teddy Hart, as they call it in the business, to disguise the concussion. Owens hit Murthy with a stunner, and the faces stand tall. Later, the baddies win a big main event tag match with Rollins hitting the stomp on Joe. Yeah. It's all very decent stuff.
Yeah.
I like the finish of that main event.
It's good.
It was nice.
Buddy,
didn't liquid wrestling.
He let Buddy have the pinfall, didn't he?
Yeah, he had Rollins coquina cutch as well and all sorts and boon. Ha ha.
Oh. Raw's been, you know what? Raw's actually doing well.
I made a big claim this week. I was like, it's been the best weekly wrestling show for a few weeks now.
Oh.
Well, last week was very good.
It's well on the way to being it properly. I was just saying, like, imagine if Raw was 2 hours, because everyone else is 2 hours, but imagine if Raw was and they could trim off Mojo and Riddick Moss and crap like that.
Oh.
That's true, though, isn't it?
I tell you what, I'd agree with you, apart from on this Raw, for some reason it's cruelly not these notes, that after 2 weeks, Riddick Moss already turned on Mojo.
That's the thing.
That's the best.
Riddick used Mojo to get to the 24/7 title.
Yeah, why not?
But why?
Because it's a title.
He's screwing his way to the middle. Peggy Lynch beats Asuka clean in a match that I liked a lot, and I thought it was better than the Royal Rumble match they had because I was awake for this one. But then Shayna Baszler attacks and bites her, drawing blood, as biting someone tends to do. EMTs, yes, try to take Becky to hospital, but she shoves them away and steals the ambulance for some reason.
I don't know what she was doing.
Later, she drives the ambulance back and cuts a promo calling out Shayna.
That whole timeline, I can't believe. It's wrestling, and yeah, it's silly bollocks and whatnot. But Becky Lynch steals an ambulance, drives to the hospital, parks the ambulance with the sirens on in the car park, gets out, walks in, gets treatment, walks back out to her ambulance, still in the car park, gets back in with the sirens on, and drives all the way back to the arena, and nobody stops her.
And do you know why?
Why?
Because she's the man. Yeah, this is great. It's why I like wrestling. It's stuff like this where it's like, logic. Yeah. Are you going to stop her?
The bite was effective, but I hope it doesn't become Shayna's thing. I hope she's not a vampire now. I like Shayna as she is, exactly as she is. Why didn't she just batter her? I get that it was...
I'm conflicted about it all. Like.
Yeah, me too.
It was like, it made her like an animal. But then again, it's Shayna Baszler and she doesn't need it. And the blood looked horribly fake as well, which didn't really add, like, help her.
It sounds stupid, but it was very red blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like that.
And then one of the EMT lasses was just like... Well, let's wipe that red paint off you. Instead of just got like a neck you would press on, wouldn't you? Yeah, wouldn't you, Matthew? Yeah. So if I bit you on the neck right now and opened you up, you'd press it on, wouldn't you? Not just go...
Yeah.
I've never been bitten that hard.
Me neither.
I never thought about it too much. I disagree. I thought this was big, dumb and fun, which is how I like my wrestling on
fair
Mondays.
Enough. Fair.
That's I hope
fair.
She bites everybody.
No, in fact, you're wrong for having that opinion, Matthew. And I would therefore like to state that me and you are no longer friends.
Oh, no. Shayna, you suck.
There tribalism.
MVP is back with the VIP lounge and is healing it up. Drew is his guest and MVP offers to become his manager because Drew needs him. So Drew claymores him over the sofa.
Yeah, that's good.
He does the bowling taunt. What's he like?
Drew. He's been a bit of a silly goose, isn't he, since he won the Rumble? He's been all likable and that.
That'll be his new gimmick, Drew McIntyre. He calls himself the silly goose.
It makes more sense than whatever they call him. Was it just Corey Graves used to call him every single week and
Scottish
nobody
psychopath.
Else? Scottish psychopath.
No, was it the Scottish Terminator? Or
whatever it was. It was only Corey Graves that called him and nobody else.
It just wasn't working at all, was it?
Anyway, what? Do you like that he counts down to the Claymore?
Yeah, because people go, join in.
Yeah.
And I like it when you go to a show and get yell stuff.
The weirdest one I can remember in recent memory was when Edge started going, spear, 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 and then we'd go for a spear.
And it's often, like often the worst spear in wrestling.
Oh,
as well,
bless
so.
Him. Oh,
it was. Poor.
Don't be mean to Edge.
Oh, we can't be at the minute. You're right. Who said that? That was some git 69 on Twitter who said that. Edge's spear was magnificent. And speaking of which, Randy Orton says what he did to Edge hurt him more than it hurt Edge. So Matt Hardy comes out in what was apparently his last ever bit in his contract with WWE and defends Edge. Talked up their history, the fact that they made history together with the ladder match at No Mercy 99, vitalized the TLC match. And they said they had their issues, and every crowd knew exactly what that was and chanted Lita. And then, he's still going to defend him. And Orton went, oh, yeah, well, and Matt Hardy's wrestled Orton a few times before, so he evaded it the first time, wasn't able to evade it the second time. And then Orton hit him with an RKO and a concerto. Great segment.
Is he the legend killer again? Because he's battering old men. Not old men.
Well, he's battering an old man.
He's battering older. Yeah, he's the current. He's
staying in his lane.
He's the peer killer. He's beating up people of his own generation. Yeah, fair enough.
He's showing ruthless aggression. Coming to WWE Network soon, the documentary.
If Orton wrestles Cena at Mania, can you imagine the kickoff? Not the show, the response on the kickoff of him then.
But it's almost funny because I think we've said for a while, people like me, that they've been so reliant on the Attitude Era, they finally come to the conclusion after Saudi Arabia that, some of these people really are pagged now. This is their limit. When are they going to move on to, a few years later? And what we've got now, Jomo, Drew, MVP. Yeah, it's all come back. Mm.
Drew's still quite young. Because Drew was really young when he started.
He's only 33, 34, isn't he? Mm. Drew.
Mm. Mm. Drew. Yeah. He looks incredible.
It's like the youngest NXT champion in
imagine
some
looking like Drew.
He's a sexy Scotsman.
He's a silly goose. There you go. You can hear it, can't you?
He can stand a broom on its end. Aye. But apparently anyone can.
What?
There's a Twitter trend recently. You can stand a broom on its bristles like that and just leave it.
Not on the upside down then? You mean on...
Just on the bristles.
Right.
And then Drew did it and then went, That's why I'm challenging the champion at WrestleMania and then strode off, glistening.
I hope they include that in the promo package. Step one, win the Rumble. Step two.
Special entrance at WrestleMania, Drew flies down on a broom.
Does a bottle flip. Oh, damn. Yeah. Just all the memes.
That's right, Brock. Next time I wrestle you, Ice Bucket Challenge. So what do you think about Matt Hardy? Potential last segment.
It's sad, isn't it, how it's all worked out. Remember going back to 2017 at WrestleMania, you're thinking, oh, he's come back, he's doing broken stuff. Michael Cole shouted, it's going to be broken, or whatever he said at WrestleMania. You're thinking, oh, they're going to do it, and with WWE's billions, it's going to be amazing compared to Impact, because they did amazing stuff with a tenth of the budget. I don't know where I plucked that figure from, but you know what I mean, and it just hasn't happened. It's a bit of a shame. But I hope he gets that creative freedom once again.
Do you think it'll be the...
What's the word?
Exalted one.
Exalted one.
Do you think that's definitely him?
Yeah, Jim Ross dropped a big one, didn't he? Big reference on this week's...
Yeah, it was on the boat.
Yeah. On the boat? What?
Couldn't have better, I'm sorry.
The books of youth.
I think Matt Hardy had a hell of a run considering he went in pretty haggard to begin with. He was like, oh, good, I'm going to do the same stuff I did in Impact, but here's the key difference. I'm going to get paid. Hooray! You know, good for him.
He's got a bit of Jericho about him, doesn't he? Like, he just keeps on reinventing his character.
Right. In 2017, it's like, who's going to be the best guy at the end of the year? No one's going to say Matt Hardy. You know, so came by, everyone doing delete. Even the people that hated it end up loving it. And are you all right then?
That's me.
Okay, cool. And I'm happy that he's considering the only thing he got to do broken WWE was his friggin' pelvis. So I'm glad he's able to do this to go to AEW.
He did a bit with Bray Wyatt.
They had the thing at
they did do that. That was it, though, wasn't it?
The compound with a tractor.
Yeah.
And then somehow, inexplicably, sometimes Jeff would come along and he'd just be in his all-black Hardy Boys gear again, and you were like, what? Mm. It was weirdly in between the two. It was strange.
But he's been killing time the last few months. You could tell because he's come out dressed as 99 Matt to...
Speaking in his Carolina accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Raw, good.
It's going to be one. If it is him, that is the exonerated one, whatever the phrase is. It's going to be one hell of a bloody woof.
Mm. Woof. Woof. Yeah.
Woof.
The big woof. So also, Charlotte still hasn't said if she's going to do it with Rhea.
Oh, yeah, but surely.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, what a knacker if she said, nah, you know.
I'm going to challenge Bayley.
Oh, God. AEW Dynamite. Omega and Paige beat SCU to retain the tag belts. Dark Order appear on screen at the start of the match, and Daniels goes to investigate. This would be funny if he's involved with the Dark Order, considering apparently the original pick for the higher power was Christopher Daniels, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
He's the fallen angel.
Yeah, but in 99.
He used to be a bit
no
dark.
One knew him. He's like, hey, that indie guy, like, what?
Oh, do you mean the high? Oh, is in the Vince thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, that was
Russo's original idea. How about a guy no one's heard of? So when he reveals him, everyone's gonna go.
That is.
I can't
weird.
Imagine him doing demonic promos, though. You know what I mean? Like proper, like evil.
I think he used to be darker in TNA and that.
I know he wasn't a full on satanic, you know, higher power sort of promo. You know what I mean? You don't know what I mean, do you?
No.
I know what you mean, especially now that he's like fun-loving. Yeah, I'm with my two pals.
Yeah.
What is their character? They just hate everywhere.
I don't get
California.
It, me. Yeah, they hate everywhere unless it's California, but everyone cheers them.
Yeah.
Cool.
If he came to Newcastle and said, this is the worst town I've ever been in, I'd
After the match, all the tag teams in the division have a brawl, and the books stand tall because they book it. Dustin beats
that's to hype a big battle royal for... Next the number week. One contendership.
That's right.
Which I assume the Bucks are going to win because that would set up the Bucks versus Hangman and Kenny. And
no.
Hangman might eventually snap.
The Elite explode.
Yeah.
Dustin beats Sammy Guevara and challenges Jake Hager for the pay-per-view.
How many times do you reckon they've had televised singles matches in the past?
Gold Dust and Jack Swagger?
Joke guy.
They had a few in the main event. Go on, you obviously know the answer.
One.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Christmas Day 2013.
Wow.
According to WrestlingData.com.
Isn't that good?
On main event, match was won by Goldust, so Hager's out for revenge.
That's how he beat me 7 years ago on a show no one watched.
It's weird, doesn't it? Because if you just look at it on paper, like, you know, could you imagine when AEW started saying a big pay-per-view match is going to be Dustin versus Hager? But I'm invested, mate. I want to see Dustin kick his no good ass.
It's all about presentation, isn't it? And build.
Yeah. Storylines are good, aren't they?
Yeah. I liked when he got the mic and went, oh. Well, he didn't go, how? And Sammy Guevara was like, what? And he was like, not you, I'm talking to Jericho's bitch. And I was like, that is Sammy Guevara, but I got a confused. Yeah.
It's boyfriend, not bitch.
Okay, sorry. Right, fair
come
enough.
Come on, man. Jesus. Nyla Rose beats Rio and is the new women's champion.
Good match.
It says Tony Khan awkwardly pokes her backstage. It's really weird.
Funny. It was so funny.
That bloody coat. He was naked under that coat, wasn't he? Walking down the street after the show. Hey! Flashing everyone.
I thought Tony Khan was going to be on the show.
Tony Khan's, he's gradually becoming Vince, isn't he? He's going towards the dark side. I like it.
You can't, but Tony Khan.
He's Vince without the balls and the charisma. It's so funny. I like him. And when he's come to England, I'd love to get involved.
Get a free ticket. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially because they're already in England in this show due to the lovely shots of Newcastle upon Tyne.
Fantastic, isn't it? He's doing those promos deep into the night. Like, deep. For the nobody to be on the quayside. Nobody on... Apparently that's called the side. That bit down from Dean Street is called the side, which I learned today.
The steps?
No. The you know, we had a Christmas
Yes, it is. The side. Swirly
that's
the, road.
That's street, right? It's called the side.
Down from the monument. Down, yeah. Yeah.
Dean Street until you get to the roundabout. Yeah. And then you go that way. That's the side.
Very old road, apparently. Yeah. It's got the corner shop on the side and that. Yeah. And it's got the... I love that street. Mm. I love going down it.
I was going to say, end of the night, you're going up. You're like,
it's Everest.
It's like 28 days later. You're like,
But I like the show. First, I was like, is that the swing bridge? And it was.
Yep.
And then, but you can't tell because it's red and it was all in black and white. I was like, is that definitely the swing bridge? But then he did the shot that everyone takes for their own Instagram in Newcastle, just with the Tyne Bridge there and the quayside, and he's jogging along. I was like, oh, I got giddy. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Excalibur's like in the shadow of the Tyne Bridge.
We need to go pack hunting. We do.
Just come out.
We need to go out between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Just walk around Newcastle looking for pack.
And because it's the quayside, we have to be disguised as like a hipster bar. Like a bush.
Oh, God.
Mint. And... speaking of name dropping stuff, my Twitter exploded because Excalibur said something about a table and being one. And thank you very much, Excalibur. He's not booking me.
Okay.
Moxley beats Santana and gets beaten down by the Inner Circle afterwards in the Eye for the Eye match. But they have a new bounty hunter. And I didn't see this one coming because I didn't even see that he'd been signed or whatever.
I mean, neither.
Mr. Jeff Cobb.
That's brilliant. And I love that they've signed Jeff Cobb and he's great. And he's brilliant. And his finish is class. The tour of the islands. And he's freakishly athletic for a man of his size and thickness. But do you know what I'm going to complain about?
Yeah,
here?
But the
go
promo.
On. Go on. Yeah, go on.
You haven't seen it yet, have you, Matthew?
Go ahead.
Jericho's cutting this promo and he's like, well...
Earlier in the night.
Halfway through the show, he's like, if you make it through tonight, Moxley, next week I've got this hitman, this, that, and the other. This is going to take you out. And his name is Jeff Cobb.
They just said it then.
Why give it away then? They can't do debuts. Imagine, because he came out after the main event. It all, you know, the Inner Circle come down and they're just kicking Moxley and then whatever. And then Jericho's like, woo! And then he goes up to the stage and there's Jeff Cobb.
That would have been great.
Imagine the reaction if we didn't know who this hitman was and then we saw Jeff Cobb's name on the Tron and there he was. They don't know how to do debuts anymore. Like Moxley and Hager. They're two best debuts. And then... Butcher and the Blade, you got that one. That was a mess.
Oh, that was good.
Which are the ones, the other debuts?
Well,
of the
it's not
recently?
Just AEW, like WWE with Morrison as well. They just announced it.
Oh, it was just like backstage on SmackDown. What do you want? We could, yeah.
They went, John Morrison, what are you doing here? Bye. What a great debut.
Why did they announce it earlier in the show?
That is weird. But still, Jeff Cobb.
It is good.
He's an older man. 37, I just saw him there.
I didn't
realize he was that old.
He looks
just thought throw then.
Yep, there we go. So we're very happy you're bearing them. NXT.
Sorry, before we move on, by the way, I forgot to mention, Britt Baker has just improved so fast on the mic. Mm-hmm. She was excellent. She got so much heat by calling everyone, saying everyone had greasy Whataburger faces and they were in Texas and everyone just lost their minds. It was so funny. It's like if someone like...
It's like a local thing.
It's a southern thing. It's like if someone maybe like insulted Greg's.
I was going to say, Newcastle, when, yeah, when they do AW Newcastle.
You see the big news, by the way. Certain Asda stores are now going to have designated Greggs inside them.
Ooh.
So when you're getting your shopping, you can also get a Greggs. And not have to walk between two places to do that.
I was going to say, most most Asdas that I know in the area have a Greggs literally next to them anyway.
I'll say, like, yeah. When we went to WrestleMania 33 and me and Primate did that thing in the Walmart, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
And it had a McDonald's inside. My mind was blown because I'd never seen that before. Oh, but apparently, the Asda in Benwell or somewhere has a McDonald's inside the Asda.
What?
It's not the one in Benwell.
Unbelievable scenes. Unbelievable scenes. Moreno. You're not going to get that.
Hold on, let it linger. NXT, where there's no Gregs. Roderick Strong beats Bronson Reed.
I'm desperately trying to think of someone in NXT called Greg, and I couldn't think of one there. When you went, there's no Gregs. I was like, Gregory Helms, but there's no one. Never mind.
Velveteen Dream appears on screen and continues to disrespect his family.
I want Roderick Strong to kick his ass.
Yeah, I saw strong opinions on this.
Yeah, why are we meant to be like, way, he says he's going to bang your wife. What an arsehole.
And maybe your kids, because he's a chick magnet.
No. Right. He's going to be, I saw it as more of a Samoa Joe AJ Styles thing. He's going to be his new daddy.
That's better, is it? So, yeah, it's weird because I've seen people go, well, Velveteen Dream had his career nearly ended by Roddy Strong. But I think if you forget that, yeah, Dream looks like a dick.
Yeah, he does. I want to see him get his ass kicked by Roddy Strong.
When I show the promo package going, no, it's okay. He did this months ago. It's okay. It's going to make sense on the Portland extravaganza.
They've made Roddy Strong sympathetic somehow. Do you remember when Roddy Strong used to be like the most hated man in indie wrestling? He came to Progress and everyone was laughing at his boots.
Yeah, that was good times, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's when I'm dancing in PCW afterwards and it was like the worst dance I've ever seen in my life. He had like five women around him.
I assumed that wrestlers were all good dancers because they've got to be really coordinated with the bodies and that.
When you look like that, you can do what you like.
Some wrestlers are good dancers. Desmond Xavier, great dancer.
Okay.
Will Ospreay.
Brodus Clay.
Can't think of any more.
Vince McMahon.
No, actually no.
Oh, yes.
He's got some snake hips,
Stand
that man.
Back. Yeah.
Dakota Kai beats Candice LeRae. They brawl afterwards, and Tegan Nox gets involved. Ooh.
Aye.
Cole beats Kushida in the main event, and he and Ciampa have a little stare down afterwards.
A little stare down. And then when he went off air, Ciampa battered him.
Oh.
But that was off air.
Okay.
So that's not canon.
Lovely.
And so, it's all building towards NXT Portland.
I was going to say, it's what we're talking about.
Me and Sam are doing a live stream. It's on Sunday, not Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to affect much.
I don't know. It's going to have six matches, not five. Weird.
They did used to do six matches back in the day. It's just been a while since they've done them.
Quite a while. That was before takeovers were like consistently amazing, though. You'd have like Enzo Amore versus someone in that, in like a heavy, you know.
Yeah.
But now it's like, this card looks really, really strong.
But I like the idea of them doing six matches if it's going to mean that not every match goes 20 minutes.
Yeah.
True. What it'll probably mean is it'll just be a 3.5 hour show and I'm like, oh, great. Yeah.
It's a really good card. You've got Balor Gargano. Yeah. That's going to be a great match. Mm-hmm. Broserweights Undisputed Era.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea and Bianca Belair, which could be really good, but I think it's got a bit of a predictable winner.
I reckon Charlotte might get involved there, you know.
Whoa.
Appear at the very end, so nah. Still
Cole and Ciampa, which again could be really excellent. Mm-hmm. And the Street Fight, Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox. And have I missed
and
one?
Mr.
Lee and Dijakovic.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Mr. Cultaholic. Lee and Dijakovic. Yes.
Again.
In a PWG. Rematch again,
The PWG match.
Yeah.
I think that's all the wrestling that's happened this week that we need to talk about.
Yeah. I think so. I've already mentioned that Dar's the ICW champion, which I was going to mention last week, but it hadn't yet gone up, so I didn't want to spoil it.
That's nice.
New women's champion in Impact?
Oh, yes.
I like to call it Geordie Anne. That's what with my mind just says when I see a name written down, it's Geordie Anne Grace.
Are you Geordie Anne?
Geordie Anne Grace.
Who's that there walking a dog? that's Geordie Anne.
Let's have a rummage in our mail bags.
And then have a little rummage in the mailbag, where it always works out in the end. Number one.
What a slogan.
Hello, jobbers, botch collectors, and catchphrase kings, comma.
Ross Twiddell.
It's good. I listened to the podcast from last week and had fond memories of the driver's exam here in the States. Oh, yeah, that's why I won. I got it the first try, yes. But then I was so exhausted by the ordeal that I couldn't drive myself home from the DMV. Thank goodness automatic transmissions are common here. I don't know how y'all do it. My real question is this. What is your favorite? Wait a minute. You're exhausted from it. What? I thought all you did in America was go, what is this?
I have car. Two arms. Two like, legs.
What does the car go on? The road.
I think you meant it's practical. Right. But on American cars, just like big go-karts.
Yeah.
You don't really
canyon
have to
arrows.
Do, you don't have to
yeah. I could never imagine driving an automatic, me.
No.
I love having the connection with the car. When you change gears and you feel like you're working with the car.
Feel that bite. Feel that bite on the road.
See, that's why I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to get laughed at. I'm doing automatic.
Are you really?
Yeah,
bloody cheat.
Knew it.
You don't know the joy.
Dirty cheat.
You don't know the joy of going from second to fourth. Oh, just straight down.
I did.
No, wait, not straight down. I'm talking about
straight
up
down.
And across yeah. and down. There we go.
Yeah, good lad. No, I did try doing manual,
straight
and
down.
I was, how can you say, crap.
You
and
learn.
Not getting it.
You get they were all crap at the start,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, but then I did automatic, and it turns out it's 10 times easier.
I bet. If me or Ross went to drive an automatic now, we'd be like, what's
wait, my foot? Imagine yeah. just like muscle.
Do you just have two pedals? I'm assuming you
just two pedals, yeah.
What?
Yeah, one to go and one to stop.
And that's how if you were an alien and you'd never heard of cars, that's how you would design a car. But for
oh,
some
gave
reason,
me one secret.
For some reason, the clutch pedal is, yeah. Brilliant.
I know that people
nominating
say
the clutch pedal.
I know,
for next
God damn it,
Hall of Fame.
But I know people like you say exactly saying, "Oh, the fun of it." It's like I literally look at it and going, "I want to get from A to B." Right. I don't fetishize the idea of travel that much.
So when you slow down, does it go like, it's like
yeah,
how does
it changes gear automatically?
Yeah, that's it does so automatically. Weird. So it's like if you go in and you put a brake down a bit, it goes slower.
Yeah, I know. But
that's it.
But can you not feel the gears changing? Does
yeah.
not feel.
You ever been in an automatic car?
Yeah, when we nearly got killed on the road for WCPW. That was good, that. That's what happens when a stick shift driver drives, a manual driver drives automatic.
A stick shift
I know, I got
driver,
really American there. I got so American there. Oh, dear.
So, yeah let me have it. It's fine. I don't care. It'll be me in the car, not ye. So I'll put my phone in airplane mode. My real question is this. Oh, yeah, hi, guy. What is your favourite wrestling spot or segment involving a car? While I'm usually Lesnar apathetic, it's a nice term, I've long had to stick to his demolition of J&J Security's Cadillac at the top. Right?
When he nearly hold the front door in the crowd.
And he killed that kid. I worked at a Cadillac dealer at the time and knew from the little trim details that it was a legit brand new model.
Oh,
oh well. One that retailed for at least 45,000 grand or so. Right. I've enjoyed you all since the Name Redacted days. I'm glad I came around to the podcast eventually. Cheers from South Kakalaki, Bilfred Leveret.
Bilfred Leveret. Leveret.
Leveret.
Bilfred Leveret.
I recognise his name from Twitter. He's got lovely mutton chops.
Lovely.
Oh, got a great little image of him now.
Yeah.
Bilfred, he's like a nice guy.
Cool. And knows about Cadillac.
Yeah. I think he's just doing this to brag. I would too, mate. Well, Bilfred, that was a great segment. He attacked J&J Security's car. Was this for the match with Brock and Seth?
Rollins got was it a gift from Rollins to? It's like 2015, the Battleground feud.
Right. That set up Undertaker, Brock. Yeah. Right. Yeah, and then he just ripped the door off and
hide it in the crowd.
Oh dear! I've just remembered that.
Do you, go to your wrestling chair, bro? There was a door in you.
You know, what are Vic and Bob's two high pitched Donald and Davey star?
This is your life.
There's the one where he asks some questions like, do you have a car? He's like, yes, Stevie, I have a big green racing car. You liar!
No, you do not.
Anyway,
man.
I've got one.
What is it?
It's it wasn't actually that good, but I enjoyed it. It was sort of 2009, I think, when I was just starting to pay more attention to wrestling again. But not before I was properly back into it. But I remember the push of Kofi Kingston. I remember when he smashed up Randy Orton's. I think it was a stock car, like a NASCAR car. A racing car. I don't know. But,
does it have wheels, Sting?
But he was like smashing it up and like trash talking Orton at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, go on. I was really behind Kofi in that. Mm-hmm. And I was one of the ones who really hated Randy for like killing the push. I'm sure he threw paint on it and then slipped on the paint and then nearly put himself through the car.
Yeah, it was good times.
It was good. And it was must have been just before or around the time when he jumped off the balcony at MSG and put him through the table. Yeah, that's mine.
I'm going to go old school and go with Eddie Gilbert taking out Jerry Lawler. Which was only supposed to be, you know, he hit him a bit, but just got the timing wrong. Because, like, Lawler chased the Gilberts, can't remember who he was with. I was like, yeah, I'll get you, whatever. And then the parking lot. And they're like, oh, well, there you are outside in the parking lot. And you can see there's cars everywhere. I was like, thanks, mate. And he gets to the car and he's like, yeah, screw you. And they're like, vroom, vroom. Or, uh-oh. Vroom. And you're supposed to just hit him a bit or whatever, but this timed it wrong. So Lola got hit on the ass, lift up, and then hit in the face on the way out. And it was like, whoa! And about those days, I think that was one where like, people rang the police and like, Eddie Gilbert's just trying to kill you. It's fantastic.
That's a good one.
How about you, Ross?
Two stick out in my mind. First is Undertaker.
Where to, Stephanie?
Oh.
Dad!
And then the other one, just for the sheer silly bollocks of it all, is Triple H getting killed in his...
No, Austin, don't! Like, how can I hear you?
Why and the
you...
car lands on its roof with him inside, and he walks away.
All these camera angles.
Yeah,
that was such a good one. Because
he was on Raw the next day. He had like a bandage here. Yeah, like,
that would have been my time, wouldn't it?
My time.
I like the one that builds up to that when Austin gets run over. Classic.
Yeah.
Because it was before I watched wrestling, but the older lads at school in primary school, it was the talk of the town when Austin got run over. Right. Everyone watched wrestling.
Yeah.
I remember being like, Austin's got run over. What?
Did you know? Because we're doing an investigation, because me and Tom do the call a classic SmackDown review. So we're going through Wrestling Observer notes and checking out the something to wrestle with for preparation. That the other writer they got in, whose name escapes me, who was basically the guy after Russo, suggested that the car hit Austin, and like, and the car stops, and the boot opens, and loads of orange balloons come out.
Yeah, I've seen this.
To go like, it's Taz.
No.
Like,
Taz
one,
the clown.
Yeah, apparently one, like, that's not as dramatic as you think it is, mate, having orange balloons come out. And two, there's no way Taz could drive and still reach the pedals.
No.
You've just said that on the podcast.
Free yellow.
You are getting a DM next week.
Oh, no.
You'd be disrespecting me, bro.
I won't see it because it'll be down.
Oh.
thank you for the question, Wilfred, and the amazing name.
Before we move question on, I should mention, when you mentioned the writer they got it after Russo there, if you watch mine and Ross's Straight to Hell, I mentioned a writer who I couldn't remember the name of. People on Twitter have told me who it was. The one who storyboarded everything. Yeah. It was Chris Kresge, I think.
I think that was him then, yeah.
He was meant to be class, and then he passed away, sadly. But that was who I meant.
Yeah, that's why we're watching SmackDowns on that one. God, that period's so well written.
He's really good.
Because like the bits that happened, I'll just, again, plug this, but to show how good that really was back then. Steph joins with Triple H to get with Vince. And it's like, why? I can't believe it. And she goes, remember when you had me like kidnapped and upon a thing for The Undertaker just to get Austin? And it's like, stand back. Hey there, lads. Question number two. Sometimes I try to show some of my friends some wrestling things, and last week I encouraged my friend to follow WWE on Instagram. Her name is Mandy, and I told her that every time I hear her name, I think about the stinger at the beginning of Mandy Rose's theme. She told me she saw something about Mandy Rose on the Insta, so I asked her what it was, and it was a fragment where Otis was putting his sweet moves to her. What is your way to explain that wrestling is really not as weird as it seems sometimes? Have a great day. That is Martin from the Netherlands. And it's Martin. A J.
I think it's probably just Martin, yeah, with a
silent J.
Silent J.
Oh, he's in the ICP.
And Bob.
Yeah. Silent J and Bob.
Anyway, so how do you explain that wrestling is really not as weird as it seems sometimes?
Oh, God.
I'll go the other way and go, no, it is. That's why it's good. Like people biting people and driving themselves to hospitals with ambulances.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
I always just go down the route of like, oh, it's just like, if you have like Coronation Street, it's just the same, isn't it? Just a bit more weird.
Yeah.
Which I know doesn't really answer that question.
But if you think about it,
silly bollocks of wrestling is what makes it professional wrestling, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's what makes it so good.
People have been saying this for years. It's like, right now, the people that watch wrestling seems to be that group. It's not getting bigger exponentially. It's just people who watch WWE will go to AEW, will go to, I don't know, Game Changer Wrestling or whatever. There's no real outsider people coming apart from their mates and whatever. It doesn't mean that thing to get quote-unquote normal people in. But, and they obviously see that as a negative because obviously they want everybody to be watching this. But I go, nah, like you were saying beforehand about the Northeast, it's supposed to be its weird niche thing. It's supposed to be this. It was saying to everybody, it would be World of Sport, and it would be crap.
Yeah.
As evidenced by the fact that no one watched it.
It's just people are longing for that period, aren't they, where everything culturally, just wrestling fit in, and then went... Everything's changed, hasn't it?
Life changes.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. I think that things like Coronation Street or whatever, they're ridiculous as well, just in a more subtle way. Like how, if you sit down and watch Coronation Street, who would ever live there? Mad stuff happens. People die every Christmas.
It's like living in Midsummer.
Yeah, why does anyone live in Midsummer? Midsummer's not a town, is it? It's a whole county, but still.
Right.
Oh, to be fair, whenever I go home, because my parents moved slightly further away, so I don't go home as often. Whenever I do, me and my mum always watch an episode of Midsummer Murders if it's on.
Yeah.
And it's so ridiculous. It's brilliant. My mum hates Barnaby's wife. She's like, she's dead nosy, always getting involved. I think it's her doing the murders, Jack. I'm like, oh, good to see you as well, mum.
She's the Christopher Daniels of Midsummer. Yeah. God. I think she might have a point there.
She's going to a book club. I bet someone dies in it.
Right? If you see it coming, you'd run a mile, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. Hail a Cult, which is apparently an anagram for Cultaholic.
Oh, Hail a Cult. Does sound culty as well. It's a relevant anagram. Wow.
Mm.
Very good.
I was thinking a Yakult there. That's a yogurt.
Don't know. Quick question. Is there a match type that was used only once that you would like to see again? There was the Falls Count Anywhere WrestleMania 10 match where you had to pin them 1, 2, 3 outside and then get in the ring after 60 seconds. That's right. The Championship Scramble. Oh, they did that a dirty. Because they were... Remember
Kendrick.
Unforgiven 2008? Yeah, with Kendrick.
Oh, and he won for a bit.
Yeah.
It's because everyone did such a horrible job of explaining it. It made sense to everybody but the commentators. So we're like, I guess Brian Kendrick's champion now. I'm like, no, he's got possession of the belt, you idiot. And then people go on Wikipedia trying to add Brian Kendrick as a champion. He's like, no, he's not. He's not, lads. The Duchess of Queensbury rules. That was
more of like a heel tactic, wasn't it, for Regal. Was it Regal?
It was, Jericho.
Jericho.
And even the 6-man Hell in a Cell match, which was in the games for ages, is like the Armageddon 6-man Hell. Yeah. I'm guessing there's reasons why they never do these matches again, either way. Curious to hear what you guys would like to see done over. Thanks for the great content. Dark Tone Johnson from Middlesex. P.S. I didn't expect my lightning round email would take over Reese's Pieces, but I'm happy it has.
Was it him who invented it?
The originator of Reese's Pieces.
Wow.
Oh, and you can tell he originated it because we didn't name it after him. Well, that's a good question, Dark Tone. So, one match that's happened ever. So I like the Championship Scramble if they had people who could explain it a bit better than Ross and Lawler.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, I don't know.
It was good. It's hard, isn't it? Because most of them... It only happened once because they were rubbish. That's why most one-time things happen. It's just a casket match, but I really like... They did it like 3 times, but I really like the way Lucha Underground did casket matches in that smaller arena with things to jump off and that.
Yeah.
They were so good. But again, you can't really do that without that unique setup, so I don't know.
What was that match where Dustin Rhodes was in the back of a lorry with somebody else?
Oh, King of the Road.
There's so much potential with that concept. Aye, get rid of the hail bales and all that nonsense and just make it cool. Put some flames on the side of the lorry and whatnot, and you wait at the races, aren't you?
Yeah, literally.
To be honest with you, I was struggling when I saw this question in the mailbag this week.
He wrote the King of the Road. You ever read Dustin or Barry Darso talk about that match? How he spent hours doing it and doing this and beating himself up and being told by the agents, yeah, we wanted blood and gore and all that stuff. They come back and they get told, not only have we hacked it to pieces to make you're both fired for blading. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Cheers, lads.
I'd like to see a return of when Hulk Hogan and Big Show had that monster truck on top of the building. They've got it, and they weren't even driving. there's a blatantly a bloke there. Like,
and Hogan driving. Murdered him.
Hogan murdered the Big Show, and then he came back at the end of the show with the
Yeti. My time.
Yeah. It's my favourite crap wrestling things, the Yeti. And that's all part of that episode, and it's just phenomenal.
It just keeps on getting better and better.
It's Big Show's fall off the building.
It's like, whoa! it's like the Red Wedding of WrestleCraft.
Yeah.
I'd say...
Did he fall off the water side or the parking lot side? Well, does it make a difference? And Heenan's just like, bitch off, man.
And I'm going to go with, because I don't know if they should do it again, but I kind of want to see him attempt it. WLC again.
Oh, yes! Yes.
On paper. What is this? This is going to be stupid. Happen reality. the best match on the show.
When Drew does that needless, like, swanton
push.
Have you seen that? They did a watch back thing on the YouTube channel.
They did, yeah.
And they're all just killing themselves laughing how it is. It's a great match.
It's the Jinder one that gets me through the ladders on the side of the ring. Oh, it was horrible, that one. Poor old Jinder.
What were the names of the commentators?
Oh, God.
Was it Minnie Cole?
Yeah.
Jerry Lawler.
The problem is that the commentators have, like, no crack at all. And the real commentators are just like, what are you talking about?
I think that's what made it. They're taking it seriously.
He says, like, one of them says something like, oh, that cow is now a beef patty or something like that. And they're just like, oh. Because it's El Torito. And they're like, oh, no. Yeah, it's not good.
I was like, it's going to take my job. Anyway, those were some three great questions. Thank you very much for sending them in. And, of course, if you have any, all Reese's Pieces we'll get to in a second. You can, of course, send them to Point of Jack.
Mailbag at cultaholic.com. You did the Patreon one yourself earlier. It threw me right off guard.
I've had way too much coffee and tea. That's why I'm talking really weird.
Fair enough. Trying
to slow down. Do you want to do it as well, Ross?
Mailbag at cultaholic.com.
There we go.
I talk weird because I don't know. I'm sure I've got that thing Ronda Rousey's got.
Now for some Reese's Pieces. So I dramatically turn over the page. Like
or
that.
Martin's.
Oh, wait a minute. It was Dark Tone.
Was it Dark Tone?
Dark Tone Johnson.
Johnson's?
Johnson's?
Baby oil.
Wipes.
Yeah, that can work. How's it going, Matthew, Jack and Ross? Since you lot currently live in Newcastle and I am from Scotland, I thought I'd base my Reese's Pieces on something ingrained in our culture. Franken. Oh, okay.
Drank.
So each from each pair, what, you pick who you'd rather go on a night out with. Oh, I see. Right. Let's say, for the game's sake, that there are no next day repercussions like hangovers.
Oh, that changes everything.
All right, then. Right. So, again, first thought first, John Moxley or Kevin Owens?
Kevin Owens.
Just before. I know, but just before. Do they want to be on this night out with us? Or have we got to try and pick who we get on with the most? Because
we are friends of all these wrestlers.
I'd pick Owens.
We assume that they're big Cultaholic fans.
I'd pick Owens if it was just, you're just meeting them for the first time, you've got to make friends. But I'd pick Moxley if I've got to win, if I haven't got to win him over.
We're all friends with these wrestlers.
Moxley.
All right. Kevin Owens.
Okay.
It'd be like a trip to the cinema, go and get a hot dog, have a nice walk around the park. It wouldn't be anything naughty, would it? Kevin Owens. Or would it?
No, I don't think it would. He seems like a very wholesome man.
Go on then, Matthew.
Both nice guys.
What would a night out with
been on a night out with Kevin Owens?
Keith Lee.
Hey, we're kind of skipping over this.
You picked him, though. You picked him.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
Oh, fair enough.
That's it.
All right.
There's nothing dirty here.
I'm
trying to get out of this, but I realise the less I say, the more I'm trying to implicate him in something he hasn't done. He likes zoos.
Okay.
Yeah, go to the zoo with Kevin Owens.
That's right. Get drunk. Start a fight with the Tigers. Keith Lee or Walter?
Walter.
Keith Lee. Why
I
Walter?
Love Walter, but...
Does Walter drink?
Well, he's not got much banter, does he?
He drinks
ring. I reckon you put him away, though. Then the ball starts rolling down the hill.
Keith can as well.
I know.
I reckon after 10 pints, he's still like this.
Keith loves us. Yeah, exactly. Right. Keith loves a sing-song. Take him to Cozy Joe's.
Yeah.
Karaoke
bar. Talk about Kingdom Hearts and that stuff. Yeah. Brock Lesnar or Goldberg?
Goldberg.
I don't want to go on
that. Was that one of these?
There was that thing about Corey Graves, you know, when Raw was nearly cancelled because of the snow in 2014-15 time. Apparently Brock bought a bar or something.
He's paid for drinks all night. So, Lesnar then.
I don't want to go for a night with Lesnar.
He can dance and all sorts, Lesnar. But he's a right hoot after a couple of whiskeys.
Lesnar likes country music. Goldberg likes...
cars.
Do you drive stick? No. Lesnar it is. Billy Gunn or Road Dogg?
Oh,
dear God. Road Dogg.
Billy Gunn.
He's clean now, the Road Dogg, isn't he? Might have changed
the name. Oh, yeah. Road Dogg from 98.
Yeah.
I think you wouldn't get a word. Edgeway's a Road Dogg.
Good. I don't talk to him. I hear him. Spend my days working hard on the...
I can live out that dream as well. What can you sing with Billy Gunn?
I'm an ass man. Batista or Triple H?
Triple H is teetotal.
Yeah, totally.
Batista.
I'm going to pump some weights, me and Paul.
Down a few in there, right? Go to the gym. The pre-workout's complete. Vince McMahon or Dusty Rhodes?
Vince McMahon, all day long.
Dusty Rhodes.
And all night long.
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty, it's got to be.
Yeah.
The amount of tooth Vince were put away allegedly in the 80s. Allegedly. We've all heard the stories.
Everybody
we?
Was doing coke in the 80s, it's all right. Yeah, nowadays it's like, well, not obviously. Kane or Undertaker?
Undertaker.
Kane seems like a nicer blow.
Yeah, I'm going with nice guy Kane.
Apparently Undertaker just put away a bottle of whiskey and that's it. He's fine. Just like, oh, hey there, man. I'm Mark.
Kane's a safe option, but I'd choose Kane.
Yeah, nice safe Kane. I imagine that Kane's the type of guy like, are you okay? Do you need... I'll not drink if you...
Yeah,
I'll give someone to drive you home.
Whereas Undertaker just grabs you and takes you to the strippers.
Someone outside... you out with Kane, someone outside the bar asks for a lighter. He's like... I thought I'd jam that in. Sorry for cutting you off. I had to say it.
Well done, Joe.
Cheers.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, mate.
Stone Cold or The Rock?
Ooh!
Oh, The Rock.
Stone Cold.
Those are two really good choices. But Austin has name dropped Botchamania. So I'm like, it's me.
Has he?
And, like, and he's had RJ City on his show. So we're like, what was that like? And he'd be like, oh, that guy David Arquette brought in.
Has he mentioned Botchamania?
Yeah.
Wow.
Power of Botchamania fan, Steve Austin.
Bloody hell.
The Rock's yet to be that level of cool, I guess. Kurt Angle or John Cena?
Angle.
John Cena.
Angle's off his bonds 24/7 these days.
Last time I saw him, as if he's like my mate or something. Last time I saw Angle, he was really reserved in that because it was a freezing day and he had to be interviewed by me and he probably didn't want to. But he warmed up for the interview. But I think Cena is probably better.
There's that story with Cena and Jericho in the hotel room, isn't there?
Which one?
Was it Cena? I
think
can't
Cena outdrank Jericho.
Yeah, and was just awake while Jericho passed out, yeah. Something like that.
Because apparently they were drinking buddies back in the day. And would you believe it, Cena can put away more than Jericho. Who would have thought?
Wow.
Yeah.
Poor Cena. I'm glad he got his life on track.
I can never imagine John Cena touching alcohol, me.
I bet
he's squeaky clean.
But it doesn't affect
him. That's his public image, isn't it?
I know, though, but he's that good at that public image. I can't
imagine.
Imagine
with Cena, you have to, like, put your phone off.
Well, there would be a list of 25 rules to begin with before you can even take
number
a sip.
One, do not mention Alex Riley. I'm picking Angle because, wow, I've seen him when he's been less stable.
What?
He seems nice.
Where have you been hanging out with all these wrestlers?
Not real life.
Oh, right.
I was on the Stern Show, his appearance there, and he's cleared out a few, whatever, because, like, Iron Sheik rings up. He's like, fellow NCAA double up. And he's there going, what are you talking about? You have to be an All-American to win that, you idiot. Shut up. Like, no filter Angle's amazing. Matt Riddle or Kenny Omega?
Oh,
Matt Riddle.
Yeah, Riddle.
I don't really fancy now either then, to be honest with you.
Well, Riddle's not a drinker, is he?
No.
He's
he definitely doesn't like the drink.
That was a bit blunt.
Oh.
But then Omega doesn't seem like a big drinker either, does he?
Nah. I think Matt Riddle likes to weed out the competition.
On this week's Dynamite, I had the thing, did it on the caption? They had like Days Sober, Hangman, Zero, Omega, 3000, whatever. Which I looked up and it's 36 years and something. So it's all of his life, he's never touched a drop.
See, that's nice and everything. Being obviously dull for a bit and everything, not like that. But I'd want a bit of crack with Kenny. And I'd talk about video games and stuff. Like, yeah. I wouldn't talk about wrestling. Matt Riddle, I wouldn't talk about wrestling. Let's talk about video games. He's got the altered bro stuff, so he likes Altered Beast.
Riddle seemed like a fun bloke backstage at WCPW.
He used to go out of Progress.
But did he?
He'd be like, hey, dude, yeah. He's exactly how he is.
Yeah,
he's
going to
be his mate forever. And you don't know, it's like, he just gives off good vibes, or he's just, you know, full of positivity.
Story when he was messing about one of his little sticks. I walked past him just because I was running to get something. Like, there was a match where he was teaming with someone and Gracie, they had a stick fight, right, basically.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I was going past him quite quickly to get something or someone, and he's messing about with this stick, just twirling it like Steve Blackman, and he just goes and stops it like there from my face. And I'm like, and he goes, gotta watch out for the stick, bro. I'm choosing Matt Riddle. Yeah, I know.
Because Kenny Omega hasn't nearly hit you.
Yeah. Omega would have just gone through me.
Yeah.
Stiff.
I'm going to say Kenny Omega then.
Okay.
Just to back him up.
Fair enough.
Got a fellow nerd.
Mm.
Fellow boring nerd.
If someone starts a fight with you on this night out, though, I've got Matt Riddle. Oh. We've not been taking that into account. It doesn't matter.
We picked a,
but that's the thing.
I don't know that Matt Riddle is wearing his gear.
I don't get in the fights on nights, aren't me? Unlike this man who headbutts folks and chip shops. I told this story
on Straight to Hell, man.
Wait, when's this?
This was in 2015.
Oh, okay, so this is pre-fame. This is NXT, Jack.
Aye.
What happened?
Oh, man. Right.
Give us a bridge version, because I don't want to take any hits away from the
small part of the video. Ross was just asking me some questions that you ask your partner when you've learned everything about them, apparently. Isn't that where you got it from?
I would normally start Straight to Hell's with a little few ice-breaking questions, but everyone knows everything they want to know about him. It's been 4 years.
Right.
It's been 4 long years. So I found 25 questions you ask your partner when you know everything about them.
Right.
Quiz thing, took up all the creepy ones, and one of them was
Thing you've ever done or something?
Worst thing you've ever done.
So, right, so I was out with my girlfriend at the time. We were quite drunk. We were in this shop afterwards, like takeaway to get some food.
Which one was it? Because I'll know it. It was Newcastle, right?
You don't know Meta?
No.
Oh, right. No, it was in Durham. It was in Durham because I'd graduated and she was the year below me, so she was still in Durham. It's the one on the corner of Old Elvet. No, anyway, so I was in there with her. This lad, he might have been a student, I guess. Puts his arm around her and that, as if he knows her. So I'm like, No. So I was like, he probably knows her. And I look, and she's quite uncomfortable, and she's trying to get away like that. She's straining to get away. Right, so he lifts his arm away, and she, like, because of the momentum, she hits this pillar. And then I went over and started arguing with him, and then, like, was like, oh, man. And then we went back down the other end of the shop to where we were stood originally, waiting for our food. And then I turned around to see what was going on with him, and he was right there in my face, and he punched me. And then I headbutted him, and he fell.
I'm so proud of you.
No,
Jack.
Don't be proud. I was devastated. I was really ashamed.
Why would you be ashamed if somebody?
That's what she said. I was devastated afterwards, and she was like ice cold about it. She was like, "Nah, fair." And I'm like, oh, "Yeah, I've just really hurt someone." He deserved it, of course he did. But like,
well done,
God,
lad.
Oh man, I was terrified, man.
Yeah, but it's nice because I'm a coward as well. But if someone messes with my family, I'm like, I don't care if you beat us up. I've got to do something.
I remember being like, I'm really sorry. I don't want you to think I'm that. She was like. But she has some son, and so.
I thought it was almost a touching tale. Tedibiasi or Virgil?
Virgil.
Virgil.
Are you kidding me?
Free breadsticks everywhere?
It's got to be our Uncle Ted. Come on. Not just to mention his other son, I guess. Grado or Joe Hendry? Oh.
Grado.
Now, Hendry's like a lovely guy and everything. We know him quite well. But. He is, and he's in fantastic shape. He's not much of a big drinker, is he, really? Because he looks class. And he just, I've seen him have like one or two and then he goes to bed. So Grado, because he's Grado.
If you want a pizza party, though,
Joe Hendry.
Instead of drinking, eating.
Or in a similar way to Kenny Omega, if you want to talk about video games with someone, Hendry's a big...
I was going to say, I think Joe Hendry is good at everything.
Yeah, that's his very gimmick, isn't
it? Xavier Woods type, where it's like, I have done that. I'm like, oh, all right, mate.
It's a good job he's an ugly bastard, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Aye. Oh, wait. probably Joe Hendry. just bask in his glory, I guess. Mm. And finally, Hornswoggle or El Torito? Oh, good. I've actually gone drinking with Hornswoggle. So the only guy on the list. I was like, oh, it's going to be awkward. Yay!
Was this in Vegas?
It was in Vegas. Got to meet him. So cool.
Is this when you paid $900 for the round? Three drinks.
I wish he'd said something, because I'm like, he must have spent... his wages, like, there and then. I'm like, all right, cool, I'll buy the same thing, and then just, like, get the little thing. Those are three numbers.
How many people were in this round?
Me, Hornswoggle, and the other the same, and it was nice whiskey as well, so, I mean, you know. Bryce Remsburg. Somebody else.
Okay.
And what's his name?
Okay, so there's five. So
those, a great storyteller
so
I am.
Those drinks were, like, 20 quid each?
There must have been, yeah.
Wow.
F me.
Yeah, bloody hell.
They F'd you.
Oh, you know what? El Torito, because you won't go in Vegas. Probably. And probably won't want to talk to me, so what do you wish for a drinker?
I don't know if he talked El Torito in character.
He couldn't. He was a bull.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a literal bull. That's right. You get him a dish.
Hornswoggle gained the ability to talk halfway through.
Yeah.
I'll go for Hornswoggle.
I'll go for El Torito.
Yeah.
You know, the Torito.
Hornswoggle was good. I interviewed him and he was nice. Had a chat. He said he thought we were all Australian and then realised that we were English because of the accent.
Bloody racism.
He was like, I lost some money on a fruit machine or something, and it was a
bloody fruity.
And he was like, it was a Willy Wonka fruit machine with Oompa Loompas on it. I was like, I've been betrayed by my own kind. I was like, okay. No comment. No comment from me there. But
all right for him to say.
Yeah, yeah. I was like,
because when we had that match, someone's promo against Zandig at Game Changer Wrestling, I'm like, wow, this is my dream match and I realised I wanted. And he gets on the mic and Hornswoggle's made it clear I'm not freaking leprechaun lad. He went, oh yeah? Oh, you don't like me yet? Guess what? I stand on my wallet and I'm taller than all of you. Yeah. I was like, oh! That's a good promo. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this as much as I enjoy the podcast, EG. I love this, mate. Thank you. Cheers, Greg from Glasgow.
Cheers, Greg.
I like you. I owe you a drink. Some bookie. And if you have any more Reese's Pieces, you can, of course, send them to...
Matthew, you do it.
You do it, Matthew. Uh-oh.
Mailbag@cultaholic.com.
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 Terrible reading. Terrible.
It's Cultaholics. The question.
Oh, yeah, I have to do the thing. Don't I? Wow, what a great podcast. I really feel the enthusiasm.
I loved it the first time you said it. It was one of the best podcast moments of all time.
I love the stuff I do on here that really works and the stuff that I don't mean to.
Yeah, yeah.
Woof, woof, moo, moo. I still don't know where
I was off
from
that week. I still don't know what that is.
It's because I think when Machiti's here, he makes it look like the easiest thing in the world to sound natural, and yet everything that comes out of your mouth looks
the
like
accent.
You pre-planned it.
It's the accent, isn't it?
That's right, Matthew. The blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what?
I mean, you should
but
see...
Then you and Tom Campbell come from the same factory.
You
this is ridiculous.
See,
so then I try, nothing happens. I don't try, and you get stupid stuff like woof, woof, moo, moo.
You should see...
And now I've brought it up, those tweets are going to start again.
You should see Pachiti in like a PR situation or something when he's right. Got to like be like professional and that. Just works so well. Yeah. I'm trying to imagine me in the same situation, be like, can I interview... Kurt Angle, please. It just wouldn't work without Pachiti there.
What was that best match you...
Oh, no, I did the interview, man.
If you
I did,
had,
no, no, I did, no, I did, no. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, wait. Were you actually doing impressions of Jack? You know, that thing that started about a year ago. Oh, he's gagged there, Jesus.
Bloody hell.
Mr. Angle, would you want to wipe your bum? Would you?
What?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Do you remember the Vic and Bob bit with the...
Do you have a car?
But he goes, would you wipe your fingers? Wipe your finger or stick your bum out the window and let the wind clean it. Well, I thought you'd get that, Evans, but that's
no,
going
no,
absolutely
I need to be
nowhere.
Out of here in like literally 5 minutes if you right. Wouldn't mind. So,
oh, okay, sorry.
On.
This ooh, week's
hard landing there for
this week's big question. What is your dream match for WWE WrestleMania 36?
Because picked by you, that question.
That's ooh. Right, because Portland NXT doesn't have much crack, and so I thought we'd talk about something that's going to get us clicks.
Yes.
As evidenced by the fact that you're watching it this far. So
it's active, it's people who could feasibly wrestle.
Yes, it's not a Saudi Arabia dream match where you're going to have, you know, Undertaker versus
Yoga's
Chuck Norris. It's going to be an actual thing that could happen.
Since it's not happening in Saudi Arabia, which, you know, I thought it should be happening, I want to see Big E realise his dream and slap meet against Big Bill Goldberg.
That's a good one.
Nice.
Since I mean, it'll mean Goldberg does not beat The Fiend in Saudi Arabia, which shouldn't happen, but I think it will. So I'd just let them two just slap meat together for 5 minutes and then have a good time watching two big sweaty men slap meat.
I've got one as well. I'm hurrying up for Ross. I've got a tag team match. Ooh. So Edge and Christian versus the Broserweights, just for the promos and that and the build. If Edge and Christian are full on like 2000s kazoo.
They've got their kazoo and they've got their doobies.
That's mine. Not so much for the match.
Oh, you got that, right?
Just for the promos and the bill. It'd be really funny.
Hey, you had all those ladder matches where you got really hard. Right to sell, didn't it? Something where they've been spending since for ages where they can have the four horse women of NXT come out and do so. And it's never worked because they're crap. Instead, have the MMA horsewomen is what I meant. Like that.
Oh,
no, no, no. I've said that very badly.
They're green. They're green.
Because they're
green
horsewomen.
They're green.
That's what I mean.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of that, because they do the cross brand stuff, deal with the issue that Charlotte and Becky, I mean, the stars and everything, but there isn't really anybody else to replace them. They do that. Maybe so instead of having the singles match there, have the NXT women take on Charlotte and Becky.
So which ones? Marina and Jessamyn?
And we get, and that results in, yeah, sure, Belair, Rhea, who cares? And have that finally start some sort of long-term. Who is the best women's division?
Okay.
Is it NXT? Is it Raw and SmackDown?
NXT's women's division.
It's NXT,
fantastic,
it?
Yeah.
We know. But has it happened yet? How dare you fill in the gaps?
I want to think of the one that's like, because there's so many now you could have where, like, you could have, like, Gargano versus someone excellent work radio on the main roster, but I'm trying to think.
Well, they did have that, didn't
they? Yeah, they had it with... He's wrestled like Ricochet and stuff, hasn't he? And he's wrestling Balor this weekend. Rollins versus bloody... Oh!
You all right?
Rollins versus Cole. But they're both dicks. Oh.
God, it's like a mirror match, isn't it?
Adam Cole's a fantastic... Do you remember that episode where you were like, he's not that good looking?
I believe it was in comparison to Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish.
Even still, he's not even in the same country as those lads in terms of...
I love it, we're having this debate again.
Adam Cole.
DMs or something.
It's Adam Cole.
It's Kyle O'Reilly.
It's not.
In fact, no, the dream for WrestleMania, this can be the thumbnail. It's just Adam Cole naked on a bed in the middle of the ring at WrestleMania 36. Right, that could be your thumbnail.
For how long?
As long as he wants.
So we did 100K watches and then we turn it off.
What he would do in that bed is up to the imagination.
Yeah.
Make a fort.
Make a fort. Nah, because you couldn't see him then, could you?
You couldn't see him because I'd be too busy looking at Kyle O'Reilly fully clothed. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Kyle O'Reilly's the funniest, I'll give you that.
Kyle O'Reilly is the best member of Undisputed Era.
Dun, 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 everyone's forgot dun, how good he is as a singles wrestler as well. Mm. He's mint. Right, sorry, yeah. That is
definitely all we've got time for. So, thank you very much for watching all the way at the end and realising that the thumbnail is in no way representative of the rest of the podcast. You've been watching Ross needs to go right now, but don't forget to watch his thrilling match, him and Tom Campbell, at NXT Portland. I mean, where is it?
It's at the Eagles Community Centre here in Newcastle, home of the Newcastle Eagles, which we were told to say by the man.
Eagles!
Are the most successful team in the history of British basketball.
Let's go,
it was great.
Eagles,
like, I was like, do you want anything said in the video just to plug anything? He's like, just make sure you say they are the most successful team.
Was it
no,
Fab?
No, it wasn't Fab.
Oh.
You should say it. What? Who are the Eagles?
What?
Who are the Eagles?
I don't know what the Newcastle... The most successful team in the history of British basketball.
There you go.
That's right.
Eagles.
2,800 people there to watch.
No, you and Tom.
Well done.
And I've also got a straight to hell with Danhausen this weekend.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, he knows you.
Uh-oh. Jack, what have you got for us?
I've already plugged the Paul Brailsford's The Rebellion of Umbron in the intro.
Oh, that's right.
So,
yes.
Yeah, I'm done for plugs at the minute.
Yeah, Umbron, Umbroff, as they say in Karate Kid. I'm going to plug the straight to hell with Jack because I want to see more tales of him fighting people in chip shops. But until then, wherever you watch, we hope you're doing it somewhere safe and away from the evil storms. And as always, please put your hands in the middle of the table. Like, you have to move your monster energy out of the way. Turn the mower. Join us.
Join us.
Amen.
So we're supposed to be struggling balls here. I forget what the joke was.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it's ball tickling. Isn't it?
Ball tickling.
Yeah. Thanks for watching. Let us know what you think in the comments below. You can follow Cultaholic on Twitter, @Cultaholic, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Cultaholic. If you enjoy what we do, you can pledge to our Patreon at patreon.com/Cultaholic. Hit subscribe, and don't forget, join us.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.